All right. Hey, West Lib, you're listening to WGLZ, and we are back with Shelby Garrett. So, what school did you go to?
So, I went to Wright State University in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
And graduated, 2008. So, I'm much older than you, darling.
How long did it take you to, graduate?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was great. Great program. Loved it.
All right. Do you have any favorite actors or anyone you look up to?
I'm a big fan of Meryl Streep. She can do no wrong. Also, Kristen Wiig from SNL. Do you know who Kristen Wiig is?
I've heard of them, yeah.
She's one of my favorites. She was in Bridesmaids, if you've ever seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh. She makes me laugh so hard. Guy-wise, Will Ferrell has always been a favorite of mine, and my theater appreciation kids know this because I constantly talk about the movie Step Brothers.
Oh, that's a funny movie.
It's so good, right?
Yeah.
And he's so funny. He's always been one of my favorites. So, yeah, off the top of my head, those three.
That's awesome. So your family is on campus, and they also work here. So what is that like?
It's good. So my dad, Mr. Garrett, he's the music educator. And my mom, Mrs. Garrett, obviously, is the piano player. And my brother, Josh, is getting his second degree. So all four of us are up here together.
That's, awesome.
It's awesome. And we've always joked that we just keep following each other everywhere because they were the music teachers at Wheeling Park High School.
Yeah.
And when I was a senior in high school, my brother was a freshman in high school. So the four of us were in high school together. So it's just we keep following each other around and... It's been great. You know, get to have lunch with my dad, and my mom's my piano player for my musical theater class. So, yeah, it's been good.
So your family, is very into, music and stuff like that. So, what was it like growing up, around like that?
For me, it was normal, you know? It was just a normal lifestyle. When I tell people about growing up and... having piano lessons from my mom or, given a cello when I was 4 years old, people look at me like I'm crazy, because that's, who says that, that's a very strange thing for families to do, but, it was normal for us, growing up with different instruments, music was always on in the house. My mom and I, would always do piano lessons and voice lessons together. So it was just a normal, amazing thing.
So what, can you play any instruments?
I used to be able to play the clarinet. I was very good at the clarinet. But I haven't played it in a long time. I really want to learn how to play the keytar. Do you know what a keytar is?
It's like the piano guitar.
It's the piano guitar thing. Very big in the 80s. So that's my next endeavor. I would love to learn how to play the keytar.
So, do you have, any favorite, music genres or, anything like that?
Yeah, I love indie rock, Vampire Weekend, Arcade Fire, The Head and the Heart. I love that. I also love, I love 80s music. I love old school Michael Jackson and Aha, Whitney Houston, So that, also 90s music, Spice Girls and Hanson and Backstreet Boys, I'm scared my students are going to smack me next time they see me for saying this, but I love 80s, 90s indie rock. That's my favorite.
All right.
Yeah.
So going back to your acting career, do you have any advice for aspiring actors to follow?
Yeah. I tell my students who are in the world, the acting world, I even tell people that I coach, it's talent is one thing, but it's maybe only, I'm going to say 60% of it. The other part, the other 40% is really if you're a kind person, if you're humble, if you're easy to work with, because word spreads like wildfire in this creative, environment.
Yeah.
So if you're a difficult person to work with, if you're a diva, that gets passed along really fast. So I feel very lucky in my career because I met the right people at the right time. I felt like I was I worked hard and I was very kind with them, which kept me working throughout. Mm-hmm. So that would be my advice. Stay humble, be kind, and just work hard.
So kindness goes a long,
Yo,
long way.
Kindness goes.
And I'm sure with like social media and everything, yes, it helps more.
Absolutely. You never want to air your dirty laundry on air your dirty laundry on social media because, yeah. I mean, again, like anybody can see that, mm-hmm, and repost it and word gets around. So
all right.
Kindness does go a long way. Yeah.
Awesome. So has there been like really hard roles you've ever played?
Oh, yeah. Trying to think. Honestly, every role that I've been given has been out of my comfort zone in a way, if okay. that makes sense. So there's always been roles where it's like, how am I going to do this? This is not me. This is way out of my comfort zone. So being able to pull things from your own experience, from your own life, and bring it into those characters that are difficult to play has been helpful. So honestly, like that one play I was talking about, The Basement Company.
Yeah.
I've thankfully never been kidnapped and chained in a basement before, yeah, you know? So it's like, and that's dark, mm-hmm, you know? And that was difficult, being able to figure out like, okay, how would I feel in this situation if this really were me? So yeah, that was tough.
All right. So do you like, when you're like going to like find something to like go act,
mm-hmm,
like, do you look for a certain role to like go for?
Yeah. In Chicago, there were multiple websites, mm-hmm, that you could go on. Like Theater in Chicago is one, where it would list the shows that were going to be produced. So say if, you know, Wicked, we were auditioning for Wicked, mm-hmm, I would then click on that link and see the character breakdown. So obviously I wouldn't play any of the guy roles, hopefully, you know, because I don't look like a guy. But if there were like, okay, we're looking for a tall blonde who looks like she's in her 30s, mm-hmm, you know, that's the role that I would go for, you know. Does that make sense?
So like go with what you would fit.
Totally. Go with what you would fit. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would go a long way.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, I hopefully don't look like I'm 60 years old. So
you don't.
So I wouldn't go for a play or a role where, mm-hmm, it was calling for a 60-year-old woman because I don't look like I'm 60.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, yeah.
So it's easier to, like, not, like, easier, but, like, going with what you would fit in with, yeah, is better than just going straight for the lead.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to go for what fits you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, in high school,
mm-hmm,
I know it's going way back. Not way back, but
back in the 1800s. No, just kidding.
Absolutely. Were you like involved in theater back then too?
Yes. I've been involved with theater since I was 5 years old.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So my very first play was The Sound of Music. And I played Little Baby Gretel.
Aw.
Yeah. And honestly, like, that was it. You know, as cliche as that sounds. And then I went to Wheeling Park High School,
mm-hmm,
and was totally involved with the theater and the speech team, the band, the choir. I was involved with all of the arts, mm-hmm, in high school. But it was really in high school where my teachers there, Mr. Cornforth and Ms. Schoolcraft there, really honed in, like, you could do this. You're good, you know. And they mentored me into going to school for it, you know, to get a degree in it. So
it's amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Was there any like one person that like kept you going, like acting wise, like that like cheered you on, I guess?
Honestly, my parents. You know, there were times in Chicago, New York, where it was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so difficult. And I tell my kids this too. More than not, this field that I've decided to do, the acting field, you get rejected more than you get roles.
Yeah.
I've been rejected a million times and have maybe only gotten, you know, a handful of good roles.
Yeah.
But that's normal. And, you know, after an audition that just went so poorly, I would always call my parents and cry and I can't do this anymore. And they're like, you have to keep fighting. You know, if this is what you really want, you have to keep going. So,
yeah.
Those two and my brother have always been like the main support system to just keep going, keep pushing for what you love. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Has your career ever taken you, like, outside the U.S.?
Have I gone outside the U.S.? No, not yet. No, I mean, I've gone outside the U.S., but not for a show. Not yet.
Do you think it will one day?
God, I hope so. Wouldn't that be great?
Where would you like to go if it does?
I would. Oh, my gosh. I would love to do a show in Germany. I would love to do a show in Amsterdam. Where else? Italy, but mainly for the food. You know what I mean?
I get that one.
Yes.
So much delicious pasta.
Honestly, anywhere. You know?
Anywhere.
Take me. I'm fine. Like, just take me anywhere and I'm good. I'll perform.
All right.
Whatever. Do you want to come with me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So I will get my agent to get me something in Italy, and then you and I can go and just eat pasta and, you know, do that.
Has there ever been, like, a favorite theater, like, you've gone to, like, if it's even for, like, the architecture or
Yes. All the theaters in Chicago were amazing. The architecture was just gorgeous. The theaters in Pittsburgh, because that's where I'm living right now, gorgeous, beautiful architecture. But for me, I love a divey theater.
Right.
You know, I love walking into a space that's almost been renovated, you know, so say if it was an old movie theater and they converted it into like a theater.
So like a reused building?
Yes. I love spaces like that. I've been in theaters where it's in like the basement of a bar and like the ceiling's super low, so you have to like crouch down. I love spaces like that. Just like hole in the wall spaces. I love.
Weird and interesting.
Well, weird and interesting. It's absolutely like
that's always like fun.
Yeah. It's great. There's a comedy theater in New York called Upright Citizens Brigade.
Okay.
And you literally had to go downstairs in their basement, and their seats were so beat up that they had those, like, plastic milk crates that you had to sit on. And you go watch improv comedy. Like, Jimmy Fallon would show up and do improv in this crappy space. But it was just, like, the ambiance of that space. Sitting on milk crates and drinking cheap beer. It's like, this is everything. It smells like grandma's old basement, you know, mothballs and the plastic vinyl.
Had to be
ceiling.
An experience.
Oh, girl. It was the best.
Have you ever met, like, Jimmy Fallon or anybody like that?
Never met Jimmy Fallon. Horatio Sands. He's from Chicago, so I would see him a lot in Chicago. Famous-wise, I mean, I just did an independent movie with somebody from Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie?
Nope.
You've never seen Ace Ventura? Oh, my God. Tonight, please watch Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Okay, I will.
It's a hot mess. But I did a movie with him. Not Jim Carrey, I wish, but a guy in that movie. Yeah, nobody really, like...
No.
Famous right now. Yeah, maybe in Italy when we go. We'll find somebody famous there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what movies have you been in?
Movies. I do a lot of independent movies.
Okay.
I have a friend who I went to high school with. He and I reconnected back in Pittsburgh, who owns a production company. So I did some movies with him last year. I just auditioned for one of his movies a couple days ago. Did an independent movie in Cleveland over the summer. I was on Chicago PD when I lived in Chicago.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I was involved with that show. Being in Pittsburgh, though, I have a new agent out there, so I've been doing a lot more TV and commercial, which has been fun because I've never really got to do that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
So how do you, like, get an agent, I guess?
Yeah. It varies. I mean, you have to find the agent that works for you.
Okay.
So all of their info is online, right? And I knew that I wanted a TV and film agent.
Okay.
So you have a separate TV and film and a separate theater. So I went and sent them my headshot and resume, and they asked me to come in. We had an interview process like you would for a normal job, you know. And then you have to audition for them. So you have to go in with specific monologues, specifically dressed for them, you know. So that's how I got mine. Thank God.
So you audition for your agent?
Yeah.
I never would have expected that.
So you have to go in and see if you're the right look for them. And see if you're you know, you can hopefully carry a tune or do a monologue well, you know. So,
All right.
Yeah, so you have to audition for management.
So after you're, like, hired with an agent, mm-hmm. I guess, do they seek out roles for
they
you?
They do. Yeah, so I don't have to do that work. So my agency sends me emails all the time saying, okay, we have this commercial shooting for Pennsylvania Lottery, and okay. they're looking for a tall, zany character actress who looks like she's 30. Are you interested in going? You know, it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they find specific roles that fit you specifically, which
is
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do the work.
No. I can just let him do the work.
Well, there you go.
I know. It's just nice to, like, sit back and go audition and, yeah.
So would you pay them or do they pay you?
So if I book a job,
yeah.
They get a cut
okay.
of my check. Yeah. So they get paid when I book something.
All right.
Yeah. That's a great question. Yeah.
I was like, hold on a second. Who gets paid?
Yeah. So I first have to book it. And then okay. once I get paid, they get a percentage of the check.
All right.
Yeah.
So with roles going mm-hmm. still into like paying people, like mm-hmm. do higher roles get more money or like is everybody the same?
So for theater, and just in my experience, theater, everybody gets paid the same.
Okay.
But for TV, it depends. Do you see my chair sinking right now?
I do.
So for TV, it does depend on the role.
Okay.
So a couple weeks ago, I was the background for a Pennsylvania Turnpike commercial, like one of those commercials.
Okay.
But the leads in that got paid lots more than I did, you All know? Right. So
more work.
Yeah, exactly. If you're seen more on camera, you get paid more. If you have more lines in TV and film, you get paid more. So,
all right.
Yeah, which is why, like, Sophia Bush and all those guys, like, on Chicago PD are millionaires, you know?
Yeah. Because
they're always working. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Would you say acting is, like, hard
yeah.
to get into? Or, like, just hard in general?
Yeah, it is. It's hard to... this chair is cracking me up. I know our people can't see, but it keeps sinking. Yeah, there's a definite, I don't want to say a game you have to play because it's not a game, but you have to have thick skin to do it because, again, you get rejected more than you get roles.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been on 100 auditions, say, in a month,
mm-hmm.
and I'll maybe get cast in two of them, you know?
That's a lot.
So you have to have thick skin and... that doesn't happen overnight. You know, it comes with the hardships of the job and mm-hmm. You have to have a day job because acting doesn't pay that well. So it's like you're balancing out two lifestyles in order
yeah.
to feed yeah. your passion, if that makes sense.
Right. So you say balancing like a day job
mm-hmm.
and acting.
Mm-hmm.
When you first started, would you be like rooming with people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that tough? Like doing like all that?
I roomed with creative people.
Okay.
So I lived with other artists and actors mm-hmm. who were kind of on the same schedule as me, which was nice. So, but my last year in Chicago, I lived by myself in a teeny tiny studio apartment.
Okay.
So that was nice, like to be able to kind of create my own schedule and not have to work around other people's schedules, you
mm-hmm.
know? Yeah.
So do you have any kids?
No.
No?
God, no.
Are you married?
No.
Okay.
I mean, God bless. Like, I love children. I have a boyfriend, so
okay.
love him very much. Yeah, single.
I was going to ask, like, do, like your husband or your kids, if you had them, or, like, your boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
does he, like, go with you to these places, or does he stay here?
To the auditions?
Like, when you have, like, a job, like, say, in Chicago or
mm-hmm.
something, like, and you go there.
Yeah.
Does he come with you?
If I had... so let's say I did have a job in Chicago that had
yeah.
to take me out there that was like a week-long shoot. Absolutely. Come out, you know, because
yeah.
we'll have the evenings free to go out and, you know, do our thing. But if it's a one-day shoot, like in Pittsburgh, no.
No.
Because he's also a creative person. So
yeah.
we see it as, oh, well, I booked a job. You know, I booked
mm-hmm.
a commercial. So he's like, great, go to work. Do your thing, you know.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So he's like an actor too?
He's not. Thank God. He's, because girl, I dated the actors. We're good. He is a professional trumpet player.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's a jazz trumpet player, and he's also the dean of a college in West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's, like, doing the double duty, too, you know. But he plays in Pittsburgh all the time. He played last night. I went to go see him play. He's amazing. He's amazing. So,
yeah. Awesome. So, you said you played the clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
Were you, like, ever, like, in band
or
anything?
Yeah. I was in band. Now, remember, my dad was my band director.
Oh, okay.
So, it's like, this is terrible to say, he knows this, but I would never practice clarinet. Ever.
No.
Ever. So, I remember specifically, it was my senior year, and we were playing the Lord of the Rings music, right, for, like, our spring concert.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in the front row because I was a senior and, like, first chair, again, using air quotes. You can't see me. And I had, like, the Gollum solo, and I couldn't play it because I never practiced it. And he, like, he was like, Shelby, come on. You were in your room practicing. And I'm like, I wasn't. I was practicing dialects for, like, acting. I wasn't practicing the clarinet. So, I mean, I should have practiced more because I could have been great.
Mm-hmm.
But I was more into, like, listening to, like, British dialects and copying that and watching, like, Meryl Streep movies and trying to, like, copy her mannerisms. You know what I mean?
More on the acting side than the clarinet side.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Sorry, Dad. But, you know, yeah, just how it is.
All right. Well, having said that, it looks like we're going to have to come to the end of our interview.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Brooke, thank you.
Really,
you did great.
It.
Of
thank
course.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to get y'all guys back to the radio. Well, goodbye, Shelby.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.